Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
0-2, here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Slider right over the heart of the plate. And Abreu strikes out the Phillies, heart of the order, 1-2-3 for the ninth inning. And the Astros sweep the Phillies, who manage one run in three games. And today fall in a 2-1 final.
The music's appropriate here. Welcome on in, everyone. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Swept out of Houston.
Blech.
That was disgusting. Offensive Blech. Baseball for 3 days. All right, a lot to get into today. Kyle, of course, behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Scott Fransky will join us as the Phillies head to Atlanta for the weekend. He'll join us at 12. We're going to puck it up at 1 o'clock. Broads will be with us. Hunter Brody getting ready for his Flyers draft party tonight. The Flyers with the draft tonight. So we're excited for that, and Broads will join us later in the show. We'll get to you people. Sixers draft another winner last night. So a lot to get to, but Hugh, good morning. As we were half kidding, half not yesterday, as we ended the show and said, will the Phillies score a run today? Well, they got one. That was enough. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Had fun yesterday at
in Seattle.
Seattle was cool. Yeah. Kelsey's thing.
How you doing today?
Reflective.
Okay.
A little reflective
on the Phillies, on life.
A little bit of Phillies and how it's going. And lost some car keys this morning.
Little pop moment this morning for you.
Lost some car keys.
You know where they are, right?
In the garbage.
Well, I think Skip took them. He did a wellness check on your house, and then conveniently, the keys are missing.
You know, I thought about that. I refuse to believe
that. Call the HOA. Ask them.
Yeah.
I will say this.
Well, isn't Skip the head of the HOA?
Yeah, we should actually call the HOA live on air.
No, I will say this, though, because, you know, when you get to a certain – well, y'all don't know, because y'all ain't there yet.
Not yet.
But when you get to a certain age, you like a routine that you like to follow. You know, so – I normally put my keys in three places.
Mm-hmm.
The table in the kitchen, the table upstairs, or the nightstand beside me.
Yeah.
So that no matter what.
They're one of those spots.
Yes. For whatever reason, this morning, getting ready to go to work, no car keys.
Yeah, we got the text at like 8:40. Can't find my keys.
Like I'm scrambling, I'm stressing. Trying to figure out, then you know how as an older adult, you sit there for a moment, you know, well, you don't know, and you try to retrace your steps from the day. And I remember I went to the mailbox. So I obviously I had it when I came from Seattle.
Yeah.
Because I drove home.
When the truck's there. So yeah.
Yes. And I went to the mailbox. And in order to get in the mailbox key is on the keys to the truck.
So you needed your keys then.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I get out the truck, and I take the boxes, and I go in the house. I don't need a key to get in the house, but the keys are in my pocket. So I go in the house and do all the stuff, drop the boxes off and everything. So now I'm thinking, okay, did I inadvertently throw away the keys? Like, no, I don't think I did that. But the bottom line is this. Don't have my keys. That's the bottom line.
You're here, though. You made it.
I made it to work because my roommate brought me to work this morning.
Yeah, you got here, which is great. And that's the most important thing. All right, Hugh, you said the word bottom line, right? The bottom line.
Bottom line.
Yeah, the bottom line is this offense just gave us a baseball tragedy for 3 days. To waste that starting pitching for 3 days.
One run.
Every offensive player in the Phillies should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, that was a joke. And I know the Astros have good pitching. We saw this in the World Series years ago. They have great pitching, especially with the starting pitcher the first game and the third game, and Brown's an all-star. So that I'm not shocked they got held down. I didn't think they were going to go to Houston and score 10 runs a game. But that's ugly baseball. I mean, that is ugly baseball yesterday, the whole week. It is a tragedy that those three starting pitchers went out there. I mean, Sanchez was awesome yesterday. Off of the week they had with their starting pitchers, we should have been able to come on here today after they won the series and said, wow, this is the best pitching staff since 11. This is one of the best starting pitching rotations we've ever had in Philadelphia. They could ride this to a World Series. Instead, it's all the crap you feel when they lose like this. They should be ashamed of themselves. Hugh, that was a disgusting offensive effort by the Phillies. There's a lot of issues here. I mean, Hugh, there are a lot of issues. And the biggest one to me from a numbers perspective is they just don't hit home runs. Like, it's really hard against good pitching to have a situation where you're trying to string together hit after hit after walk after hit. It's hard to put big innings together. So other than Schwarber, there's no power right now. They got mowed down, and it was like boom, boom, boom in the ninth inning. What a tough week after. I felt for the first time all year, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get fully on board. I'm going to believe after they beat the Mets. And they go out there and make me look like a fool in Houston. That stunk, Hugh, all series long against the Astros.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I look at it like this. It's eerily similar to a couple of other moments that I've seen with this team. You know, and this is what I was talking about. I'm not being, I told you so, Douglas.
Here we go.
But they reverted to what they were comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Chasing pitches, trying to knock it out of the park and all of that. And that's what it got you. Got you one run in five games.
Three.
Wait a minute. What did I say? Five. Well, yeah. My mind's all over the place. But, you know,
it's okay.
Three games.
They only allowed five runs and
yeah,
lost all three. That was probably in your head.
I mean. Yeah, allowed five. Yeah. It looks the same. And this is what it looks like for the most part in the playoffs. Hero ball. Somebody's out there trying to be the one to get them out of the slump instead of moving runners and doing what we all say they need to do when it's like that, when you're facing good pitching. That's what it was.
Well, it was that all week, and it wasn't good enough all week. And 215-592-9494, for your reaction to the Phillies getting swept by the Astros, the way they did it without scoring. But I do, sometimes there's the big problem, and sometimes there's an underlying problem. And I think we all realize the big problem right now is they're not hitting, right? They're not hitting for power. They're 16th in baseball in home runs. We're at the halfway point of the season now. They have one player in double digits with home runs. One. That's Schwarber at 24. They're on pace to have only one guy, the guy that's already there, even get to 20 home runs this season. It's not the kind of offense that wins the World Series, but that's the big problem. But, you know, Hugh, sometimes there's underlying problems with teams, and I have to say something that I have not been willing and ready to say for a while now, even though in the back of my mind I've noticed a trend that's not good. I have been, since the minute he took over, Rob Thompson guy. Rob Thompson, I've liked him since he took over as the manager here. And obviously he got a lot of out of that 2022 team. Mm-hmm. And I didn't blame him for what happened last year in the postseason. They just again went cold. I thought he was more at fault in 2023, not in 2022. But overall, I've been a topper guy. But Hugh, I'm starting to see some signs here that the team may have tuned this guy out or is on the verge of tuning this guy out. And with that, he's starting to lose me a little bit. Let me give you a couple facts here. One quote and one fact. All right, so I said last week when the whole Castellanos thing went down that I didn't love it because I was afraid he was going to lose Castellanos, right? Like, whether or not Castellanos was right or wrong or whatever you came down on that, I was concerned he was going to lose the player, right? And that you can't lose your players because they're the ones that need to perform. So since that issue with Castellanos and Topper, Nick Castellanos has swung at the first pitch in 25 of his 34 plate appearances. He's gone back to being the, I'm going to do my own thing, Nick Castellanos. Mm-hmm. That's not what you want. And then I saw this quote yesterday after the game. Max Kepler, the 209 hitting left fielder, who has been a dud from Dabrowski, okay? He said this after the game, and we know it was his first time starting yesterday after a few days off, right? Because they were facing lefties. Topper doesn't play him against lefties. So after the game, quote from Max Kepler. The biggest challenge for me is not playing routinely. That's the biggest challenge.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Further, reporter writes, this is from Matt Kelby, The Athletic. Kepler was under the impression he would, and here's the quote. Yeah, he said, I was told I was going to be the starting left fielder.
Mm.
Okay, so whether or not you think Kepler's worthy of playing every day, I don't. The guy's been a dud here. Hugh, the issue is this is now two players in 2 weeks that have publicly said something about Topper. One was Castellanos yelling enough, saying something enough that it became a thing, right? And then the second one is Max Kepler basically saying, he told me he would play me every day, he lied to me. I mean, I'm editorializing that, but that's what he said.
I mean, basically, in a nutshell, that's what was said.
I was told this, and this is the way it's been. I can't find my timing because of it. Whether or not you think Castellanos and Kepler are on the right, the issue is we have players here now, in effect, saying some stuff about the manager. I am concerned that Topper's losing the clubhouse. And Topper's starting to lose me. I think his consistency has not been there this year. I don't love the way he manages late in games with his bullpen. And I just think that the players are starting to doubt him. And Hugh, if the players are starting to doubt him and he's not a great strategist, what do we have here with the manager then? I don't know. I mean, he's starting to lose me. Is he losing you?
He's not losing me. It's unfortunate that the guy that has the most to say is the guy that just got here and is not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
But it does speak to me that there is probably some dissension in the ranks that, you know, guys are chirping a little bit. And because he's hasn't been here that long and he feels like he's been told a lie, that he has the most to say.
Yep.
And then you take that with what Cassiano said, what happened last week, not so much what he said, but what happened. And you have some concern whether or not they're tuning Topper out. But to answer your question, Joe, I don't think this is Topper's fault. It's the players' fault. Because when I watch the games and I watch good pitching that they go against, it's the same thing that I saw against Arizona. Same thing that I saw against the Mets. They revert to the mean. That's what I was telling you about.
It's who they are.
Remember we talked about not too long ago how great they looked. Oh, they're moving runners over. They're playing small ball. They're doing this and that. When it hits the fan and it gets tough and you face really good pitching, they play hero ball.
So I'm going to throw in a football analogy at you. You're right that it does look a lot like, let's say, 2022 in the World Series, 2023. When they go cold, they chase, right? It goes bad.
Yes.
You know what the difference with those two teams were, though, a few years ago? These players were a little bit better then,
mm-hmm.
and they would at least hit some home runs to counteract the issues, right? So they would go cold, but they also could get red. This team doesn't hit home runs. So this is almost like watching a football offense that is dink and dunk without any big plays. They get holding penalties, but they can't make a big play. I don't know how they fix this. The Dubrowski better go get a bat by the deadline. But on top of all of it, and the way they played the last couple days, I just am concerned that Topper is losing the clubhouse. And ultimately, his job is to get the most out of the players. I mean, that's his job. Again, we don't have Tony La Russa here. I mean, I never thought he was an amazing strategist in the dugout. But the players seem to like him, respond to him, play well for him, get the best out of them. If they're questioning him, what are we doing with the manager here? 215-592-9494. All right, who are you most frustrated with right now? The players who have just had an awful week, that offense. Or is it the manager who clearly players are frustrated with, and I don't think he's getting the most out of them right now? Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Then this from Kepler, I almost slipped there.
Well,
from Rob Thompson yesterday. He did, though, sound like a guy we remember well, Gabe Kepler. Listen to this quote yesterday from Rob Thompson after the game on why there's so many issues with the offense right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to make too much out of three games. Do you see any deeper trends with how your offense has performed that maybe stick out to you as concerning? Or
It's the old thing that I talk about all the time, trying to do too much. That's the thing that, you know, concerns me the most, and that's just because they care.
Now there it is. They just they care so much.
I'm a compassionate, competitive man.
I haven't heard that voice on WIP in a while. Yeah,
Love it.
Yeah, there it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Rob Thompson's starting to lose me because I think he's starting to lose them. I don't think he's a markedly worse manager than he was 2 or 3 years ago, but if he's starting to lose them, and I don't love the strategy half the time late in the games, I don't, like, what are we getting out of the manager right now that's making the team better? Kyle, where do you come down as the Phillies are swept out of Houston, even though their starting pitching was brilliant all three games?
Yeah, I mean, is the messaging getting stale to the players? It might be. But I need Max Kepler to shut up, look deep within, go take a look in the mirror.
Deep within.
Buddy. Like, I'm sorry. This whole thing with Nick Castellanos, with Max Kepler, how they're frustrated with their roles. You know what would make this a non-issue?
If they were better?
If they were better players.
Yeah.
I mean, Max Kepler can force the issue and make it so that Rob Thompson has to start him every day. He sucked. He's been terrible. I mean, Nick Castellanos is what he is. And, like, the defense thing, I know it's dropped off, all that. Castellanos still deserves to be in the lineup every day. But, like, Max Kepler, shut your mouth, dude. Like, the players have to be better. And I know they're not hitting home runs. They haven't hit home runs all season long, save for Kyle Schwarber.
Right.
But Rob Thompson can't make them hit home runs. Like, this is not, to me, this is not a Rob Thompson issue. It's just a fundamentally flawed offense. We know they're inconsistent. We know they'll probably get hot again. But this whole thing about their approach looking like it's changed about the season, it looks like it's nonsense right now, because these are the times, like, it's easy to change your approach when you're going up against a tomato can.
Yeah.
Like a Cal Quantrill,
yep.
Right?
I took a spray.
Yeah. It's easy to change your approach when you're going up against a guy like that. But when you got Hunter Brown, who's leading the AL in ERA, that's where push comes to shove. That's where you need to nut up, and that's where you really need to, like, chase him from the game. You're not going to tag him all over the baseball field. You're not going to put up five runs on him. But you can take enough pitches, you can extend your at-bats, and you can be selective enough to the point where he's out of the game in, you know, maybe say the sixth inning, and then all of a sudden you're dealing with a bullpen who, I know the Astros have a good bullpen, but it just makes it a little bit easier on you. Like, the fact that the players can't collectively go into a game and say, our approach needs to be this. This is how we need to attack this. Like, it tells me that, and Topper's saying they care. Maybe they care about themselves individually. Like, I'm going to be the guy that hits a home run and saves the day. But if you care truly, like, I'm calling BS on the they care thing. Because if they care about the team and if they care about winning, then they'll do the pass the baton thing that they've talked about. Like, this to me is all on the players.
215-592-9494. Where's your frustration right now as the Phillies get swept? It really, if I'm an offensive player on this team, if I'm a position player, I'm like lowering my eyes as I walk past the pitchers in the dugout the next couple days. I mean, you ruined this week. That was special pitching out of Suarez, Wheeler, and Sanchez. That was the best I've seen Sanchez the entire season. They walk out of there with three losses. It's a joke. It is a joke. If they don't win this division and they lose it by one or two or three games, I'm going to point back to this series. They got dynamite starting pitching and nothing else. 215-592-9494. Look, Rob Thompson is starting to lose me here for a few reasons. Number one, lack of consistency all year with the way he's managed his team. Number two, now players speaking out. This is not a good thing. Players start getting mouthy about the manager. It means that the player's got to go or the manager's got to go. And I don't think he's getting the best out of these guys. I mean, which players are we getting the best out of this year? I would say Turner and Schwarber. Is that it? I mean, from the offense. I think that's it. I think this is probably the best Trey Turner could be at this point of his career. Schwarber's obviously awesome. Everybody else, I feel, is down. No one's gotten better. I mean, I don't think the guy's a bad manager, but Hugh, you said it, and it's in the back of my mind. Sometimes the message gets stale, and I'm wondering if that's happening.
See,
doesn't mean it's his fault. That doesn't mean he's a bad manager.
See, I don't think that's the case. You know what I think this is? Meet with my reckless speculation.
Oh,
I think that
there
this is a situation where, you got two guys, and you might have a few others, but I think the core guys are still Topper guys. You got a few guys that are happy with the roles that they're in, and misery loves company. And, you know, you talk about Castellanos chirping the way that he did last week, and the guy I think is – we used to call them locker room lawyers.
Yeah.
You just call them, like, you can't have a whole bunch of locker room lawyers in there. Sounds to me like Max Kepler is being a locker room lawyer.
Well, with that, you said chirping. We did bring this up last week. Remember when he kept Castellanos in for defense the night after with the whole blow-up?
Yeah.
And I wondered then, like, wait a second. Does that mean other players could feel like they can yell and scream and get their way?
Yeah.
I think that's what Max Kepler's doing.
Yeah, locker room lawyer.
Yeah, Max Kepler saw Castellanos last week, mouth off when he got pulled out of a game, and then he got to stay. I don't believe Castellanos has been pulled out for defense since that happened. So Topper said it's going to happen again. I haven't seen it in a week. And now Max Kepler obviously wants to play every day, and he's talking now about how they've lied to him about his role. So my thing is he's probably trying to get to play every day by mouthing off.
Now, here's the thing that could potentially be detrimental is if Topper is, you know, doing that to appease people, you know, because then guys see that and then it starts to become unraveled.
Let's watch for this. The next time they face a lefty, is Kepler in the game? Because he hasn't played against lefties the entire year. If he's in the game, then we have found the way to unlock. Get what you want around here. Just yell at Rob Thompson. I mean, you just get whatever the hell you want. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington is up. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
So I think this is more on, I agree with Kyle, more on the players, specifically the non-pitchers. Because, and even the guys on the bullpen are not brutal. They're not great right now, but, man, you're wasting so much good starting pitching. It was really enjoyable to watch that series, except for the fact that nobody hit on the Phillies.
So, it was great. I mean, it was amazing. That was the best, man. I've seen Sanchez pitch the entire season. He was dominant yesterday.
Awesome. It was awesome. You know, Kepler really does need to not talk. Dude, you're hitting like 200, and you're complaining about playing, and you were promised something. Well, how about you promise us some hits? How about you get some hits and get your average up to 250? Then maybe you can play every day against lefties as well.
Jeff, it is rich when you see the quotes from him. He basically didn't have a hit the whole month of May, and he's pouting off about not being an everyday player.
Yeah,
but
that's strong.
Yeah, it is. It is strong.
But Joe, do you think, and Hugh, do you think these guys would react if they brought in another manager who's going to shake things up, as they say, flip some tables? Like, is that even going to work now? Like, that's what I'm worried about. So ultimately, I think it's on Dombrowski for keeping the same team without bringing anybody else in.
Well, I think you're right on that. Yeah, and Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Obviously, Dombrowski takes a big L for the Kepler thing. I mean, seriously. That was their offseason addition offensively, and he thinks. I mean, he thinks he'd be better if he played every day. I want him to play less. I want a new left fielder in here. But I mean, that's what the GM brought in.
I think it's kind of rich that, you know, you're in a position where you feel like you need to be given more.
Yeah, more at-bats.
Yeah, and even when you're not really doing a whole lot. That's rich. And the timing that you pick to say something.
I know. It makes me I guess the word is I'm concerned there's more of this bubbling under the surface, and now we got two players
and that's what you, that's
being
what,
chesty
that's
about
what it.
It
is. It's you have some individuals back there. I mean, that feel like they're being slighted in some way. You know, and then it goes back to Casty's significant other tweeting as well. You know, I mean, seriously, think about it. You're laying in the bed at night pillow talking about how you should be given more. And, you know, she loves him. She hears that, and she echoes his sentiment. And then she gets on Twitter and gets Twitter fingers.
Yeah, listen, we are dealing with a situation now where the Phillies have a starting pitching staff good enough to win the World Series, obviously. The offense isn't good enough. Dombrowski has to fix that. But is the manager now part of the issue, too, and the way the players are responding? 215-592-9849. For Rob Thompson, he's starting to lose me because I feel like he's losing that clubhouse. I go back to even a couple nights ago when we talked about him letting Rojas hit in the ninth inning. Now, was that right? Was that wrong? I thought it was wrong. But you know who was on the bench that night? Kepler, sitting there probably saying, give me a shot here. I you brought me here to hit home runs. Give me a shot here. And he didn't do it. I mean, the players are clearly questioning the manager. That's not good. All right, I think he's losing the clubhouse. The signs are there. Hugh thinks it's all in the players. Where do you come down? Your call's next. Plus, we got something fun going on tonight. We'll tell you the try day off of that next. It is the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. For your phone call's next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.